Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and you're about to hear another episode of Treks in Sci-Fi, your bi-weekly, bi-monthly, bi-weekly. Why do I keep doing that every time? I shouldn't. It's every 2 weeks now. Dose of geeky goodness. It is March 2nd. Yeah, it's March. Wow. And this is show 956. Today, probably going to be a little bit shorter, maybe. We'll see. I wanted to do a kind of a classic style show. I think I'm going to do, though, a Lower Decks episode. I need a little laugh. And it's been a busy past week and a lot of things happening. But yeah, there's an episode at the end of the second season called First Contact that I thought I would play and comment on. A Lower Decks episode. So that'll be a little shorter than playing a whole regular Trek episode, which are usually 45 to 50 minutes, depending on what series. But anyway, that'll be coming up. We'll talk about some other things, talk about movies, TV, as I usually do. All coming up on Treks in Sci-Fi.
I'm Captain Kirk.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the winners of the 74th Annual Hunger Games.
We are the men in black.
I'm the doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose.
Run for your life.
My name is Optimus Prime.
I am the Futus of Borg. Resistance is futile.
Jedi's strength flows from the Force, but beware of the dark side.
Iron Man, that's kind of catchy. It's got a nice ring to it. I mean, it's not technically accurate. The suit's a gold titanium alloy.
I'm sorry, David. I'm afraid I can't do that.
This is Rico. You're listening to Treks in Sci-Fi. Okay, hello again, everyone. Welcome to Treks in Sci-Fi once more. So, how's everyone? Hope everyone's doing well. I might sound a little nasally. I've been fighting a cold, I think. I don't know. I had to go out of town for a brief trip towards the end of last week. More on that probably in another, probably by the next podcast. I can talk a little bit about that, but ooh, secrets. just before I left, I started to feel a little bit of a nasally something going on. I haven't really felt bad at all. Energy's good. It's just a little bit of nasal congestion, slightly. Nothing terrible at all. So anyway, if I sound a little raggedy or nasally more than typical, that's why. So, but you know, I've been pretty healthy the last, ever since way back in the late summer, early fall, when I was having those issues, the thyroid thing that got taken care of. But ever since then, I've been pretty good. So this was kind of a little shocker or surprise. But even this has not been that bad. So can't complain too much. And the weather here has been kind of up and down. We're getting into that time. March is typically like that here. We could have a 50 degree day or something, and then today we're gonna be a whole, it looks like it's 30 right now already, and it's almost lunchtime, so we'll see. There's your weather report. And also a big thanks to everyone on Patreon, patreon.com/ Treks in Sci-Fi. Really, as always, I know I've said this many times, I'd love to remember to say it every time I podcast, but I know I don't. But really big thanks to those that support the show. Just, you know, a few dollars each month from you guys, from each of you is very much appreciated. Helps offset some of the costs and things. And yeah, and if anyone wants to support the show who hasn't, go for it. All right, where should we start? Movies, TV. Oh, today's a big day in Hollywood, right? It's a big Oscar night. I'm kind of looking forward to it, mostly because Conan O'Brien is hosting, and I like Conan O'Brien a lot. he's just a big goof, and I love that he doesn't, he really puts himself out there, I think, when he does comedy, and he's hilarious, and I just think he just seems like a cool guy, basically. So I'm excited, Jimmy Kimmel, when he's hosted, has been pretty good, but I'm kind of looking forward to somebody new. So, and I'm not someone who watches it. I'll usually watch a little bit of the pre-show stuff. They interview people on the red carpet, and then I'll watch maybe like the first hour of the show or so. This year's crop of movies, frankly, is I've seen a few of them. I actually watched one on the plane, which the title escapes me. It's the one but that Jesse Eisenberg did with Kieran Culkin, where these two cousins go on this trip to Poland to see where their grandmother was from. And yeah, it was very good, pretty serious movie. And I've seen Anora, I've seen Wicked, I've seen, there's a couple of other ones that I've seen, but I don't know, nothing. I mean, some of the performances I think have been pretty good, but none of the movies of the nominated ones, the ones I've seen at least, haven't really like blown me away, although that's usually true most years. Probably the movie I enjoyed the most this year, in 2024, is the Deadpool Wolverine movie. Was probably my favorite and my most, the fun factor for that. And yeah, so Wicked I really liked. I finally saw that. I don't think I podcasted. Did I podcast after I saw it? Or did I don't remember if I did or not. 2 week gaps are tricky sometimes, but I did see Wicked and I enjoyed that quite a bit. Really cool. And I do think I talked about it because I think I watched it more than 2 weeks ago. I think maybe I watched it on a Saturday night and then I podcasted the next day. Yeah, let's see how good that memory is. All right. And I did go see, I don't think I podcasted about this yet. I did go see the Captain America : Brave New World. Went to see that about a little more than a week ago. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I there's so many people that just get down on these movies before they've even seen anything more than trailers. And there's just this terrible like pile-on kind of habit on the internet of I guarantee, and I know that a lot of people whining and complaining, not really so much whining but just trashing movies, have not seen them. Like, you even like, I'll give you a side example. Like, this big news came out that the Bond franchise is more or less in the hands of Amazon now. And everyone's already freaking out. You know, they're going to mess it up. They're going to destroy it. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And they might. Or they might do some good stuff. Or somewhere in between. But we don't know yet. And I get that. And the counter, and I'm kind of bouncing around like I typically do. The counter to that, there's some pretty cool stuff on Amazon I like. I literally just finished up watching. I got a advanced press screening invite to watch it online digitally to the most recent third season of Reacher, that TV series with Alan Ritchson. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And you know, it's based on a series of books. I mean, Amazon is the backer of it, right? They're footing the bill. How much they really influence these things, who knows? It's even like this. The other big news, I guess, since I podcasted last, the big thing that came out was Kathleen Kennedy is going to step down, you know, running Lucasfilm and all that or whatever. And, you know, everyone's always, not always, but a lot of people have blamed Kathleen Kennedy for a lot of the Star Wars projects that haven't gone over very well with the fans and with the public and with a lot, you know, people watching them, essentially. But you... was she partly to blame for some of those things that some of us didn't really care for that much? Yeah. I mean, she's certainly involved, right? But, I mean, television series, movies, I mean, they're a collaborative thing. There's a huge amount of things that go into them. So you can't, I get that the captain, more or less, of the ship is the one has to take responsibility, sort of. But there's a lot more to it than that. I do think they definitely need some fresh blood in there. I do think they need somebody who gets Star Wars better and really understands the crux of it. I think we've gotten so far removed from, and this isn't really a nostalgia thing. This is just like I just want to go back to the fun and adventure and I know, and Star Trek does this as well. You know, I know it kind of reflects the times we live in to a degree, and we're certainly in. You know, not to talk politics, but you know, some things happened in the last few days that were just frankly ridiculous. Yes, press conference with the Ukraine guy, Zelensky, right, or whatever his name. Yeah, what a circus show that was. What they just trapped him. They just Okay, that's enough of that. But my point is, you know, the world's messy and messed up right now. We need some nice, you know, heroes versus villains and adventure and excitement. And I can't wait for Strange New Worlds season 3. I don't know why it's not out yet. Are they waiting all the way till San Diego Comic-Con this year? I don't understand why we haven't had an announcement yet. It's got to be pretty much ready to go. I don't understand why we don't at least have a date when they're going to release it. I mean, I think they're already filming season 4. But I just want, you know, some things to basically turn on while, you know, at the end of the day to watch or go to a movie that I can kind of forget about, you know, junk that's going on. Although I will say, even though the first season was very serious, and I'm sure season 2 will be this way, but Andor, there was a trailer that was released for Andor, right, that looks pretty cool, and they use some weird music for it too in the background, like some rock song, I think it was. I've only watched it once, I think, the trailer, but and that was last week, I think it came out, so check that out online. But that looks good. It looks like a lot of fun. I mean, it looks like he's not going to sit in prison for 3 episodes or whatever it was. It's a spoiler for season 1 of Andor there. But anyway, I think these franchises could use some new energy and new people involved. And, you know, I kind of miss the days of, you know, back in the TNG days and the other, you know, the sort of the golden era of Trek. You know, you had TNG, then DS9, and then Voyager, and pretty solid shows, all of them. But great cast, great characters, but it was still comes down to the writing and the writing of the episodes. That's the show. The show is, you know, if you don't have good writing, you've got nothing. It's as simple as that. Oh, did you guys hear about Buffy's going to come back in some way? Sarah Michelle Gellar. And then, you know, right on the heels of that, Michelle Trachtenberg, who was on that show as her sister Dawn, you know, passed away just last week. And Gene Hackman passed away. A lot of people passing away. But Michelle Trachtenberg, I guess, had some health issues and had to have a liver transplant or something. It's all online, but it's very sad. You know, she was only 39, I think. That's just crazy to me. It's people that young, you know. Well, my father passed away when he was young, and I was very young. So, you know, it happens, but it's a tragedy. No matter what, you know, what the reasons were or what happened, it's sad no matter what. So, anyway, that's a cheery note to jump off on. Let's see. I started to watch season 2 of Silo. I liked season 1 a lot. Season 2, I've watched just the first 2 episodes of that. Where's my little cheat sheet list around here? Let's see. Still working my way through Sweet Pea. That's not really sci-fi or anything. A couple of other shows. Arcane, I still have 2 episodes left of that to watch. You know, it was funny. I brought some, I went on this trip for a few days. I had to fly, so I always bring a few things on my iPad to watch. But I didn't end up watching a lot of it. I watched that movie, and it was not a long flight, so it's not like it was overseas or anything. So it wasn't like I could watch show after show. But the other one that I'm watching on Amazon Prime, another good show on Amazon Prime, is Invincible. I think this is season 3 now. it's a great comic book. So they have great source material, and they're doing a pretty good job of matching it. They still do their own thing. They still are. It's not like exactly the comic, and that's fine. But it feels very much like reading the comic. And that show's really good. It's very violent. That is not a show for kids. But and there's language and things like that. But but that's in the comic too as well. So So don't let your little 8-year-olds sit down and watch Invincible, no matter how much they beg you, if they know about it at all. So yeah. But I'm excited to see the Oscars tonight. You know, maybe I'll make some popcorn and see what Conan has to say. You know, Conan doesn't usually do a lot of political jokes, so I'm kind of interested to see how it goes. I guess Harrison Ford was supposed to be there and present an award, but I heard that he's sick. I heard that he has shingles or something. So hopefully Indiana will get healthy soon. And I thought he was great as Ross, President Ross, in the Captain America movie. I mean, if you like comics, if you like the Marvel films, you know, go see that movie. It's don't listen to what critics don't listen. Sometimes it's just I always put it this way. You know, your let's say what you think or what you like or don't like in a movie has a lot to do with what kind of types of movies do you like. To begin with, if you don't really enjoy comic book movies, you're not going to enjoy that movie. If those things aren't really your bag, you're not going to enjoy that movie. It's the same thing, like, you know, with any genre movie, westerns or, you know, musicals. Like I heard a lot of people saying they didn't really want to watch Wicked because it was a lot of just singing and music. And it is. So if those things, if that's not for you, you're not going to enjoy that movie. It doesn't have anything really intrinsically to do with the movie itself, but you're already predisposed to not like it. It's the same thing like with anything in life, with food. If you're somebody who doesn't like Chinese food, you don't want to go review a Chinese food restaurant because you're not going to have a good time. So that's my two cents on it. And I think that really works a lot. I remember watching good old Siskel and Ebert way back in the day. And Roger Ebert was much more of a nerdy geek guy. So those kinds of movies, he seemed to enjoy a little bit more than Gene Siskel. And although they both kind of seem to appreciate and enjoy, but that was also in the heyday of some pretty amazing movies that still are watched to this day and are classics like Blade Runner, Alien, the early Star Wars films, the early Star Trek films, just Close Encounters, Jaws. I mean, those. Do we have movies coming out now that in 20, 30 years people are going to still be watching and talking about them? I don't know. Maybe a little bit. I think the movie industry is definitely shifting a little. There's obviously a lot of things that are going right pretty much to your TV to watch. Like, you know, some films, it's a few weeks go by. They've barely been in the theater. I really think they need to figure out, and I don't want to destroy movie theaters. I still love going to the movie theater, but I still think they need to create a little bit, maybe have a few movies that you can watch almost when they come out, but for a fee. Because I do think there's still a lot of people that just don't want to go out. I don't know if they're afraid of, you know, lingering COVID things out there. There's a lot of people who don't even like the movie theater experience because people talk, they're on their phones, that most of the time I don't really have a problem with that. So all right, this has been sort of a weird rambling intro to today's podcast, but yeah, there's a lot of good stuff still to watch. Every day new things coming out, too much content really. Oh, 1923 is back, that with Harrison Ford, that's the Yellowstone prequel, so that's fun. It was just started last week. And Mythic Quest is back on Apple TV, but one enjoying that quite a bit. Severance. I didn't see this week's Severance because I was out of town, like I said, but I got to watch that. This season has been wild, even wilder than season one for Severance. So, all right, I'm going to take a short break. No, probably not even really a break, but it'll be a break for me, but I'm just going to segue right into the Lower Decks episode. and play it for you guys, and I'll talk about it as I watch it. So here we go with season two episode of Lower Decks. I think it's the last episode. I'm taking a quick look here. Let's see. Yeah, it's called First Contact. Episode 10 of Season 2 of Lower Decks. Here we go.
Captain's log, stardate 58130.6. The Cerritos has rendezvoused with the Archimedes and my old friend Captain Sonia Gomez so that we can assist in her first contact.
Hey, it's Sonia Gomez!
The lab system is fairly unassuming. A gas giant, couple Class J's, obviously our new Class M, and an unstable planetoid right here, just off its ecliptic.
The Cerritos will be positioned outside the system.
Isn't that overly cautious for a planetoid?
Carol, I know Cali Class isn't afraid of getting their nacelles dirty. We just don't want multiple ships approaching at once, or the Leperians might mistake first contact for a first invasion.
Of course.
Once formalities are complete, the Cerritos can install subspace transponders and join us for a celebration with the locals.
I'll tell sickbay to brace for hangovers.
One more thing, Captain Freeman. I've heard that congratulations are in order.
Oh, great, Jennifer. I'm sure you just love catching me with contraband, but can you try not to rat me out to ransom this time, okay?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, please, I know you hate me.
I don't think about you at all.
Yeah, right, I bet you dream about me every night with your stupid little butt. Whoa!
Enjoy your final mission on the Cerritos. New ships are exciting, but trust me, you'll miss your crew.
You don't think the Admiralty will let me transfer my senior staff?
With California Class, Command likes to keep a real sense of consistency. You're gonna have to make some tearful goodbyes.
What? Uh-oh. So, we got Sonia Gomez. Excuse me. I'm back from the, you know. All right, let me clear my throat. Didn't she spill a bunch of coffee on Picard, right? All right, let's dial this down a little bit. Tawny Newsome, Jack Quaid, Noel, yeah, Eugene Cordero, Don Lewis. I'm reading all the actors in this. Jerry O'Connell, who crazy, he does his voice so different in this show. Fred Tatasciore, is that how you say that guy's name? Jillian Vigman, I don't know why I'm reading everybody's name this time. Oh, they've got a nice Cerritos model out, by the way, for model builders. I have to pick that up and put it on a shelf that I'll never build. And created by Mike McMahon. All right, first contact. Here we go.
Ah, man, this again? Hey, Boimler, my implant's messing up my vision. Can you take my shift in cetacean up so I can get it fixed?
Sorry, I can't. Captain Freeman Day's only a week away. My decorations have to be the best.
Isn't that a craft day for toddlers?
Not anymore.
Hey, I was just hiding behind a bush and I heard the captain's getting a promotion.
Whoa, really? Good for her.
Bad for us. I don't want a whole new captain. We can end up with some weirdo with a riding crop.
Yeah, but this is huge for your mom. She gets to dive into the unknown on a whole new ship. God, I never get to dive into unknowns.
Ooh, a promotion means a big party and a fancy dinner. I hope it's fajitas.
Ooh. Then we get to line up in the hallway, right? And then we all applaud while the captain walks off the ship for the last time.
Ooh, that sounds great.
It sounds like betrayal, but with clapping.
Ugh, this is totally gonna ruin the timing for Captain Freeman Day. You think Ransom might be willing to move it up?
It is a vanity holiday to trick kids into respecting authority. Plus, she hasn't even told Ransom. And he'd probably be super pissed. Thanks, Boimler.
Mariner, no.
Uh-oh.
Mariner?
Uh-oh. Oh,
that wasn't my idea.
Oh, no. Dr. Anna wants to see me in her office. I think she's mad at me.
For what?
There's just so much to study on the Cerritos. Sometimes it's hard to stay focused on just sickbay.
Come on. Dr. T's grouchy, and you're great. I'm sure you're overthinking it.
Thank you, Rutherford.
You're welcome. Well, I guess I'll head off. You don't think this alert will mess with my work, do you? Hello? Tendi?
He keeps getting these alerts that block his vision.
But it's different. She's like so attentive. I mean, always asking what I'm doing.
Yo, what's up? Talking about bridge crew stuff? Tough gig.
This booth's full, Ensign.
I get it. Yeah, I know. And you want to maintain the illusion of command. Yeah.
It's not an illusion. I'm your commander.
Sure, I'll take off. But first, I think I have something that you guys are going to want to hear.
Yeah, exactly. So now they're pulling out a space dock, the two ships, Gomez's ship and the Cerritos.
We'll see you in the LAP system, Captain Freeman.
Looking forward to it, Captain Gomez. Ransom, take us out.
Oh, is it time to go? Thank you so much for all that information, Captain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shax, any update on those phaser repairs?
No, and if there was an update, I would tell you. I wouldn't keep that information to myself. I'm an open book!
Did someone buy an alien mood-altering plant on the station or something?
Maybe everyone feels like they should know more about what's going on the ship, like need-to-know stuff that they don't know, you know?
The Cerritos is ready for warp, Captain.
You know, your ship.
Oh, just warp me already. Senior staff in my ready room now.
Uh-oh.
At this point, that's pretty f***ing clear. She's not cut out for medical.
What? No.
What the hell is going on here?
I heard you and Gomez back on the station.
Heard what?
That you're being offered a promotion to a new ship. And while I can assume I'll remain at your side, everyone else here is pretty upset.
Who's on taking you with me?
You aren't?
So you are leaving? Why didn't you tell us? You're lucky I'm so spiritually centered or I'd snap!
It's not official.
Why the hell wouldn't you take your number one? I agree with you at all times!
I would transfer all of you if I could, but Command doesn't like shuffling crews off California class.
Oh, that's such f***ing bullshit! We are just as good as any other f***ing class! Our warp works twice as f***ing fast as any other
Billups.
Ship in the fleet!
Whoa! Mr. Billups!
Oh, hey, so who's gonna be the new captain?
Come on, who else would it be?
They'll be bringing on someone new.
What?
What? No, 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 no!
Are you serious? That's not fair!
And Mariner's just eating
hey,
it up.
Hey, how'd it go with Dr. T?
I didn't talk to her. I think she's gonna transfer me.
From medical?
No! Off the ship! I saw her delete me from the system!
What? No way! That's crazy! You're like the nicest person in sickbay!
I don't think that Dr. Ta'ana cares about being nice. She's more into hostility. Oh, I should have been more mean!
Whoa, 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 whoa. I gotta see this for myself. Hang on. You're right. You're not in there. That's so unfair.
I can't believe this. I'll miss the Cerritos so much.
Then let's make sure you see her one last time. Come on.
What do you mean?
Let's go visit all your favorite places on the ship so you can have a proper goodbye.
That's a great idea.
Ow!
Maybe I should lead the way.
Yeah, that's an okie dokie for me.
All right, so they're in this LAP system now for first contact.
Welcome to the LAP system.
Take us in nice and slow. Let's give them plenty of time to scan us. Nobody likes unexpected guests.
I'm okay. Please don't. It's fine.
Don't worry about it. I've done way worse in front of much more intimidating captains.
Yeah, one of Gomez's bridge crew tripped and yeah.
Maintenance
so,
seven
little hours. Reference there to the Always Picard incident. The yeah.
Ow! Little ship, but a big warp core. Oh, listen to that thrum.
Ah! Whoa!
So the doc came in
and
sniffed.
Pulsar.
Yeah.
They always tell you not to get too attached to your ship. But how could you not?
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah?
I am attached to the ship. I love the Cerritos. I have for a long time now, and no one can tell me otherwise.
I love the Cerritos, too.
Ooh, I know where we should go next. Somewhere off limits.
The rubber ducky room?
Better.
Not fair! Not fair! That job is mine.
I like how they're,
Look, your complaints are noted. Now get back to your stations.
Oh, come on!
You know, except appreciating you. The ship and
what
everything,
were you
that's
thinking?
That's cool.
I was going to tell them at the right time. I was trying to avoid conflict.
That's super messed up. Those are your friends.
A captain can't worry about feelings when it comes to a decision like this.
Oh, well then you're in luck, because you don't have feelings.
Gosh, you've got so much to learn. Report.
The Liparian sun just emitted an unpredicted flare. It's headed straight for that planetoid.
Uh-oh, a lot of debris coming. So it slammed into Gomez's ship first. Knocked it pretty hard. It's flipping out, you know, basically, yeah. messed up.
All right, give me the bad news.
Magnetized ionic plasma in those fragments overloaded the ship's systems. It's like we were hit with an EMP. Warp cores offline.
What about reserves?
Backup power cells are down. Captain, it's all down.
But we're still moving?
Momentum, plus the Laperian gravity well.
What that means?
Unless we figure something out, first contact is gonna be us crashing into that planet. Okay, that's enough existential dread. Let's get back to work.
The Archimedes took a full hit. Her engines are down.
That planetoid was stuffed with radiolytic isotopes.
They're caught in the gravity well. 20 hours until impact. Planetary damage, it'll be catastrophic.
If we can get a tractor beam on them...
Not gonna happen, Captain. That debris is caught in the orbit, too. If a piece as small as a pomegranate hit our shields, the reaction would knock out our systems.
Hold on. What about the deflector? I mean, isn't that its whole job? To deflect?
If we project any sort of energy field, it'll draw the plasma right to us.
Can't we just warp past the debris?
This doesn't make sense!
That was merely a suggestion!
Just break the rules! There has to be something we can do!
Right? I don't know. Captain's yacht, Mom, that's not going to work. It's got the same shielding as the Cerritos.
Voice authorization, Freeman. If I can navigate through the debris...
You haven't piloted anything in years.
Please, I've still got the hydroscoot record back at the Academy.
This isn't a hydroscoot. You know what? I'll do it.
No, off my yacht.
Okay. Do you think they always come here to fight? Maybe that's why it's off limits.
I don't know, but look at all this ionic plasma. This is bad.
What are you trying to prove? You already got the promotion.
Get off my yacht! That's an order!
To let you get killed? No way. I won't give you the satisfaction.
I'm trying to save lives. You can't just bully your way into whatever you want. Why do you act like this?
Because I'm a Kirk-style free spirit who kicks butt and super intimidates people. You know that. That's why you've always protected me from getting court-martialed.
You're not a Kirk. Kirk was confident.
So am I.
You used to be, but now the only thing you're confident of is that everything has to be a fight. You have to drop your defenses and make some allies.
That's it.
Yeah. Rutherford, were you spying on us?
I think I know how to save the Archimedes. We have to drop our defenses, like how Mariner has to do with people.
Ah, you heard that, huh?
Even if we lower our shields, the hull itself has magnetic shielding. There's no way to discharge it.
Yes, so we remove the hull.
Whoa.
Okay, we do kind of need that to, you know, like, protect us from the vacuum of space.
That's the inner hull. The outer is an extra layer of protection.
Which we wouldn't need because we aren't even going to warp.
Wait, you guys aren't seriously talking about stripping the ship.
It would take the whole crew working around the clock to remove that many panels. Then we'd have to fly through a dangerous debris field with zero protection. All in 11 hours.
Yeah, easy.
No, I'm saying we have to hurry.
We take a serious beating, but Captain, this can work.
Attention all hands. Report to your commanding officers.
The Archimedes needs our help, so we have to remove our hull one panel at a time. I'm calling on every officer, no matter what your usual duties are. We have to work together. It'll be close, people. Our lives will be on the line. But we are Starfleet, and we never back down from a challenge.
Now, get to work. Cerritos strong.
Oh, and the ballroom dancing competition will have to be postponed.
So they show down on the wreck deck. There's like these ballroom dancing thing going on. That's pretty funny. So the obvious connection here is, you know, she's thinking of leaving the Cerritos, and now the crew has to all pull together. So they're out on this. On the hull, basically, one panel at a time, removing it.
No, my implant has an error message that's covering my vision.
That's odd. Your storage is maxed out.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. Last year, I lost all my memories of Tendi. So whenever I make a new one, I save 3 copies just in case it happens again.
Well, it's only gonna get worse until you free up some space.
But what if I forget her again?
Son, if you can't keep making new memories, doesn't matter.
This is pretty cool to see the sort of like.
Man, am I gonna miss those nacelles?
The ship, you know, almost like naked, basically.
Nothing explodes around here unless I'm the one blowing it up.
Sir, are you sure this is a good idea?
A powered down view screen isn't gonna be any help. I need to see where we're going. We're gonna have to do this the old-fashioned way.
So this is cool. they dropped the regular view screen, and now they're just looking out a window, I think. Now back to the Archimedes.
Try it now!
Still nothing!
Damn it! With a couple shuttles, we could redirect the ship, or at least get some crew to safety.
You should rest. You've been up forever.
I'll have a break in 7 hours, either way.
What? In 7 hours, we'll be Oh, I see what you did there.
Come on!
So now we see the Cerritos, you know, registry panel flying off.
Don't phaser your foot.
Just worry about your own thing.
Well, at least when I'm gone, you won't have anyone pissing you off around here. I get it. You're still upset.
No, I'm not. And I'm pretty confident of that.
Oh, look, all I meant was that you can still improve yourself by just opening up to other people.
Oh, you are always trying to change me. You know what? I am glad this is your last mission here, because I never want to work with you again.
Beckett!
Oh, Beckett, Mariner. Yeah. Yeah, the Cerritos is pretty naked now. And there's still people outside on the hull finishing things. Billups is there. I think it's Tendi.
You okay?
No, that's not Tendi. Somebody
Dragon's
else.
Dragon's blood. Access controls are fused. We're gonna have to release this one manually.
We're out of time. Billups, tell me we're good to go.
We still have one more hull plate. And it's a big one.
Captain, if we're going, we have to go now.
That panel's just gonna have to come off on the fly. Red alert! Helm, get us up to speed. Carefully.
So he's using a little joystick. Riker method.
Hold on, I gotta do something.
What if someone asks why he has it?
We program that in. He'll think it was elective.
Ha! I can see again! But I think I remember something I wasn't supposed to. Guys, quick! We need a hand!
Cetacean ops? But don't you guys do navigation? Wait, what are we-
Hey, Kimolo! Matt, heads up!
Howdy, Rutherford. You're pretty sweaty. Jump those broad shoulders in here and splash around with us.
There's no time. There's a busted hull panel we need to release manually. Tendi and I can override the safety protocols, but one of you guys has to swim down and release the mag clamps.
The what? But the panel's outside.
Yeah, but the control node for the manual access clamps are down there.
Can't these two do it?
Yeah. It wasn't designed for flippers.
Okay, all right, sorry. Once again, Beckett Mariner saves the day. Of course, my freaking mom will get all the praise.
Oh, shut up! You're just mad because you don't want her to leave.
So what if I am, okay? This is the most I've gotten along with her in years, and now she decides to take off. That's messed up. And I kinda already told her I never want to work with her again.
Mariner is the captain's daughter. Keep up. Hey, Rutherford, looking sweaty. Hop that bot in here real quick. I already asked him, Matt. Maybe you should keep up.
The captain needs our support, especially from you.
I want more cetacean ops talk.
Either we're going to be dead, or she's going to be on a new ship. Is this really how you want to leave things with her?
Of course not. But I can't patch things up now. I have to swim down and unclamp a thingy.
No, you don't. Boimler's got this.
You guys don't understand my family.
We are your family. We will always be there for you. And right now, we're heading into a pile of crazy, dangerous space debris.
Whoa. Tendi,
I don't know. Just trust us. We can do this. Go to the bridge, apologize, and make sure your mom doesn't get us all killed.
You guys are right. You got this, Boims?
Yes, go.
Thanks, okay, sorry.
Okay, so you just gotta go all the way down and then swim the length of the hydro tube and then wedge into the filter nodule to reach the clamps. Cool?
Oh, wow, that's a really long tunnel. I'm not sure
Boimler,
if I can...
You're the one who wants to dive into the unknown. Now's your chance. So, get diving.
So, you guys doing anything for Captain Freeman Day?
No, that's for calves. So this is cool. You see the little thrusters on the Cerritos making its moves to get through the debris.
Captain. Mom, I was being a jerk. I'm sorry. I don't know why I turn everything into a fight. I think it's because one time after the academy, I was in this...
No time for emotional bids, Ensign. Also, I was being a jerk too, and I love you.
Aww.
Now post up. We need all the help we can get. Prepare to cut power.
That panel is still up.
Boimler's got it. Just give him time.
We don't have time.
Come on, Boims.
Come on. Come on.
Got it! Panel free!
Cut power!
So he's got a little tear in his suit. So he's got to swim out. He's not breathing. His blowhole's broken.
There's no time.
Yeah, they're sailing. Don't let him dry out. Splash water on him.
Incoming! Direct ahead!
I can't avoid it! Brace for impact!
Did I miss Captain Freeman Day?
Yes, he's gonna be okay!
Nothing like saving your friend and going skinny dipping.
Yeah, you know, it's probably best you just keep
those little cetacean guys, they...
No!
Gotcha.
So Mariner almost slipped out through the open window now. The Andorian girl that she doesn't like, whatever her name is, grabs her and saves her.
Until we hit atmosphere, Captain.
Everyone, if you move to the back of the ship, there's a chance you'll survive.
Sonya, no, we are staying with you.
Move to the back of the plane.
It has been an
honor. So they're starting to enter the atmosphere. The Archimedes is... But not for long. Tractor beam.
It's the Cerritos.
One of the Archimedes nacelles broke off, but they're saved.
The Archimedes is in stable orbit, Captain. No lives lost.
I'm proud of you, Mom. You saved the day, kept it together. I guess I understand why Command was so impressed.
Thank you, but I'm a little nervous. How do I look?
Like a badass captain who knows what's up.
On behalf of the United Federation of Planets, allow me to introduce myself. I am Captain Carol Freeman of the starship Cerritos, and I come in...
Lyperia welcomes you! We must drink!
I think Freeman will like this. So now there's a bunch of ships in orbit fixing everything up.
Every time everybody's in sick bay. Thing, boom! Hit by an asteroid.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure you're the doc's top priority.
Ensign Tendi, get over here.
Listen, I know what you're gonna say, and I'm so sorry for letting you down. I know I don't belong in sick bay.
You're right. You don't. You master everything you put your mind to. It's unsettling.
Oh, thank you?
You shouldn't be treating phaser burns. I'm moving you into senior science officer training.
Wait, like, to work on the bridge? Like, Jadzia Dax?
Who the f*** is that? I don't know who that is. No, like, Spock. It means a lot more experiments. Away missions. Think you can handle it?
Who the bleep
it?
Is that? Yeah, I mean like Spock.
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Rutherford! I get to stay on the ship and Dr. Ta'ana hugged me!
You do? She did?
Hey, happy first contact, Cap.
Oh, thank you, Jack. It was great.
Have you been drinking?
They're a very welcoming culture.
Repairs on the Archimedes are going smoothly. Captain Gomez is recovering nicely.
It was kind of her to let me finish the mission. No ego on that one.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for doing a super dangerous spacewalk to save my life. That was pretty cool.
No worries. Cerritos strong, right?
Totally.
Sorry I've been a jerk all year. I kind of thought you hated me.
Yeah, you know, I think when I like people, I maybe go out of my way to force some distance, so that's on me.
So what I'm taking away from that was that you like me?
No, shut up. Come on.
Congrats, Brad. You were a real hero today.
Thanks.
But anyone would have done the same.
Whoa, check out Mr. Humble Confidence. Where'd you come from?
I guess when you almost drown in whale pee, it makes you not sweat the small stuff anymore, you know?
Oh, Mom noticed the decorations, by the way.
What? Did she know it was me?
She probably assumes it was children, actually.
Captain, I drew the banners.
Huh, I like that guy.
Right? He's great.
To the captain!
No. To the Cerritos!
The Cerritos, I love you!
Captain, a team from Starfleet Command is requesting to come aboard.
That was fast. Permission granted. Escort them to the senior conference room.
If they were impressed with you before, whew, today must have sealed the deal.
Hey, nobody deserves a recognition more than you, Mom.
Nothing would make us prouder than seeing you move up to bigger and better.
Maybe bigger, but never better. I'm turning down the transfer.
What? But Captain, you've been working so hard for this.
Yeah, well, maybe a little too hard. It blinded me to what I already have right here on the Cerritos. What good would a new ship be without the best crew in the fleet?
Mom, no way!
Come on, let's go tell them they wasted their trip.
Captain, I drew the banners! It was Boimler!
Captain Freeman, I'm Commander Mandel. Under the authority of Starfleet Command, you...
I have to stop you right there, Commander. I'm not leaving the Cerritos.
I'm afraid you don't have a choice.
I'm turning down the promotion. Look, she might not seem like much to you, but this ship is my home.
You're what? Under arrest for the destruction of Pakled Planet.
What? What are you talking about?
Hey, let her go!
This is madness!
Captain, what are your orders?
Stand down! What are the charges?
We have proof that you colluded with Klingon extremists to plant a Viruvian bomb in the Pakled capital city.
My God, when did this happen?
Today, 0900, while you were conveniently on a mission. I'm sure, just as planned.
She had nothing to do with this!
That is for a tribunal to decide.
I'll kill you!
Stop! Let them do their job.
But, Mom...
Captain...
That's an order. We have the truth on our side. And I don't want the crew finding out until we know more.
Congratulations, Captain. On behalf of the crew...
Oh, boy.
Starfleet Security, this woman is under arrest.
So all the crew's lined up thinking she was getting promoted, but of course, yeah. This, of course, gets fixed in the new season, the next season. I miss this show. There is a comic book out, by the way. And the Cerritos needs a new hull. Alright. First Contact. Season 2, last episode of it, and then the dun-dun-dun, to be continued, dot-dot-dot. They're probably going to play the end theme. Yes, dial that down. The CNF as Sonia Gomez. She was the original one, right? In the, all right, this is going to skip over to, hold on. Let's see if I can catch it. Oh, it's skipping over to another episode or something like that. Let's get rid of that. But, all right, let me put these headset down. So, yeah, Lower Decks. I love it. It's great. You know, that the camaraderie on that show is fantastic. All the actors did a great job. And I, you know, like I said, I miss it. 5 seasons wasn't enough. I hope they'll do Paramount Plus, if you're listening. I'm sure you are. I'd love to see why don't you do a Lower Decks movie? You know, I think that's a very affordable idea, and I think it would go over very well. So do that for Paramount Plus. You know, Section 31, yeah, not so good. But I hope in a year or two or three, or maybe we get a Lower Decks movie. That'd be great. I would still love, maybe they'll even do this. I would still love them even to do another crossover episode like with Strange New Worlds. Or who knows? Do it with some other series or something, possibly even. You know, we still have Starfleet Academy. They finished season one of that filming, I heard, or read online, I should say. You never hear things. It's a turn of a phrase, but yeah, they finished that, and I think it's, yeah, I mean, it was technically already renewed for a second season. So when are they going to start airing this new Star Trek? When are we getting Strange New Worlds? When are we going to get Starfleet Academy? I mean, Starfleet Academy is probably at least not till 2020, next year, 2026, right? So that's it for the Lower Decks episodes for this week, and I'm going to wrap up the show, I think. Be a little shorter than typical, but we've covered what I wanted to, and you know, for whoever's interested in the Oscars, I don't really have any predictions. Like I was saying earlier, I don't think the movies didn't super thrill me, the ones I watched so far this year, or last year, really. They all have to be movies in 2024, right, for the Academy Awards. So, but it should be a fun show. I know a lot of people think it's just Hollywood giving Hollywood awards, and yeah, it's kind of that, of course. But enjoy it. Don't fret or stress over it too much, or think about, you know, hey, they're all patting themselves on the back. Well, a lot of business things do that too. So yeah. Anyway, everyone, thanks for listening. As always, this is Rico, Treks and Sci-Fi, treksf@gmail.com. I already talked about Patreon, Vimeo, if you want to watch the videos. I haven't done a video in a while. We got to do another video show sometime. Vimeo.com/Trekkie is where all different videos from conventions, vidcasts I've done, that's all there. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. My plan in 2 weeks, I want to do a show about like robots, androids, kind of a general look at those. Did I ever do that as a single show? Maybe. We'll see. But if I did, I'll put a new spin on it. There's a lot of that in sci-fi, so I thought that'd be an interesting topic for a show. So I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.
This has been a Rico Dosti podcast production.